Well, there is a new drug called Truvada, which may prevent the spread of AIDS, even in people who don't have HIV. And with us to talk about what could be a major milestone discovery is the leading AIDS researcher, Dr. Robert Gallo, who helped discover the virus. It seems we've been living with this nightmare forever, Dr. Gallo. Do you think this is the beginning of the end of the AIDS epidemic?
Actually, no, I don't. I think it's going to help some in individual cases, particularly in the nations that can afford it. But it'll be a very particular intervention. But I don't think it's going to end the AIDS epidemic. I think that the United States in particular can be proud of what's been done in the developing world with the PEPFAR program, the President's Emergency Program for AIDS Relief, which slow and steadily has been the real serious progress for the people in most need. Started under the Bush administration, continued and expanded under the current President Obama's administration. That has really made a real significant difference, but certainly not still the end of the problem. Much more needs to be done. And that's simply getting the education and getting the treatment to the people already infected in the developing nations. The new approach that you're hearing about to treat so-called discordant couples, or in other words, I'm infected, my partner is not infected, treat my partner, it will prevent, actually, quite frankly, is not a new concept. We've known it since work with viruses that are related to the AIDS virus called retroviruses in animal systems since the 70s. We've known that you can treat a baby before it's infected and help prevent infection. Mm-hmm. And we know that health workers and scientists working in labs that were exposed to HIV, if you treat them quickly and ahead of time, or they were, you know, you could stop infection. So the concept is a predictable one, in effect. But at least two or three clinical groups, one led by Dr. Cohen, Michael Cohen of North Carolina, another by Dr. Grant from Gladstone Institute in California, they went ahead and did this kind of study, and indeed they proved it. So what's the advance is there's clinical trials that last year have demonstrated that this can work, but not a new concept, not new drugs.
Right.
A few drugs put together smartly by a company, Gilead, and it can work in isolated situations, but in select groups. But I can't conceive of this going all over the world to all people who might get infected.
Well, the approval of Truvada was kind of controversial, partly because it seemed like they feared people would use it improperly.
You know, it's one way to look at it. But one of the two drugs in Truvada, it has some toxicity. And then there's the worry about drug resistance, because an HIV that mutates just a little bit can become resistant to these drugs. I mean, there would be, you know, it's not absolutely predictable that that's going to occur frequently, but, you know, you have to keep your eye on that too.
Let me ask you this. I mean, it was 1981, and you discovered this disease that was killing people so mysteriously at the time. Now, all these many years later, about 30 million people have died as a result of it.
I think it's more even.
Is there something on the horizon here that will be the beginning of the end?
Okay, quick answer. First, the disease was first recognized by American clinicians, not by me. Our group was an important component in finding the virus, but more importantly in showing it was the cause of AIDS and developing the blood test, which was a key and major practical advance. That was back in the 83-84 period. But what it's going to take ultimately, look, there's two things really that have to be done. One is getting enough people that are already infected treated. That's the target. Treat the people that are infected all over the world. And we're making a beginning of this slow and steady progress in Africa and in some of the Caribbean countries that needed help the most. And that's where we have to keep our mind and our energy, because simply in treating well the infected person and bringing the virus way down can greatly diminish the ability of that person to transmit the virus. I mean, it's common sense. The higher the dose I'm carrying around, the greater the danger I am.
Mm-hmm.
But if you suppress the causative agent in me, HIV, to virtually undetectable levels, and there's very little in my blood or my semen, et cetera, then I'm far less infectious. That's the way to go after this. The slow, steady progress in getting to all the people that are infected, which means very frequent testing, which means getting out into communities and testing all over the place. And in our country, I've argued for, in the pages of our paper, and I'll argue again for, that we need to bring PEPFAR, not just in Africa, we need to bring it to some of our cities in the United States.
Well, let's hope the progress continues, Dr.
And we
Gallo.
Need a vaccine, obviously.
Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Robert Gallo.